A Syria's ambassador to the United Nations has strongly condemned a latest Israeli attack on a Syrian military base in the Homs province, accusing the West of supporting the regime's aggression in the region. Take a listen.
Western countries did not refer even to the Israeli aggression in their statements. That means that they are complicit and they support this aggression.
Well, during a UN Security Council meeting, Bashar al-Jafari accused the United States of preparing grounds for Israel to threaten peace and security in the world. He said the U.S. guarantees immunity so that Israel is not held accountable for allowing the regime to continue its practice of state terrorism. Several people were reportedly killed and injured in the attacks. Damascus says its air defenses responded and shot down 5 of 8 Israeli missiles that reportedly flew over Lebanese airspace before reaching Syria. Joining us via Skype from California is Mark Weber. He's the director of the Institute for Historical Review. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Weber. Now, I'd like to use what the Syrian ambassador to the UN had mentioned earlier, where he said that none of the Security Council members who are allies of the U.S. have so much as mentioned the Israeli attack on Syria. Does that mean complicity?
Yes, it does. I mean, the remarkable thing to me about the statement today by the Syrian ambassador to the UN is that people consider it remarkable, because what he said is so obviously and indisputably true. The remarkable thing is that although the military intervention in Syria by the United States and Israel is blatantly illegal under international law and the world knows it, those who wield power in the United States and Israel are not held accountable for their crimes. And this is another example today, a blatant one, as he pointed out, that the United States makes possible, supports Israel in these actions, and that the countries that are allied to the United States will not even speak up about it. Unfortunately, the real truth is that American involvement in Syria does not further any vital or authentic American interests. America and the world would actually be much better off if U.S. military forces were to come home tomorrow. But the American public has been so blinded and so misled by the propaganda that just saturates the American media and by American politicians that the American public has come to accept as somehow normal this kind of sanctioning of Israel's blatantly illegal policies, and of course by the policies by the United States government itself in Syria.
Well, what was interesting, Mr. Weber, was that at this UN Security Council meeting, when Staffan de Mistura, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, spoke, he also said that this is the first time that he's going to raise the alarm of international security being threatened from factors that are not just limited to Eastern Ghouta. And he was obviously alluding to this Israeli attack on Syria. Now, does Israeli do these Israeli attacks, and does Israeli policy as a whole when it comes to the region, particularly Syria, pose a threat to international security?
Well, right now this is confined essentially to the region, but certainly it is a threat to international security. It's a threat to the international order. The United States and all countries that are part of that are members of the UN are required to respect the territorial integrity of all the member states. By intervening in Syria as the United States has, and by sanctioning Israel's action, that is a blatant assault, not just merely against Syria, but against the structure of international law that the United States claims to uphold. And by supporting Israel as the United States does in the UN Security Council, with vetoes of any effort to hold Israel accountable for its actions, it only forces the rest of the world to try to take measures outside of the UN, where the United States has this veto power and supports Israel, to try to counter this. But that's very, very difficult. So it is an assault against security in a larger way, because it's an assault against the very structure of international law.
All right. On that note, we're going to have to leave it there. That's Mark Weber, the Director of Institute for Historical Review, joining us via Skype from California. Mr. Weber, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.